Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, at the White House today, President Barack Obama paid his respects to the two fallen Boston firefighters.
Today, our hearts are in Boston again. We got the families of firefighters Michael Kennedy and Lieutenant Edward Walsh, who gave their lives protecting others from a massive blaze last week. And their sacrifice, like the sacrifice of those made last year, remind us of the selfless courage of everyday heroes who put their lives on the line to help others.
It was a somber moment during an otherwise happy gathering as the president welcomed the Boston Red Sox to the White House to congratulate them on their World Series victory last season. Obama said even a White Sox fan can appreciate these guys.
And President Obama honored the Red Sox not only for winning a World Series, but for helping to rally a city wounded by the Boston Marathon bombing almost a year ago.
These guys were saying we're all on the same team. And I think Big Poppy put it better and more colorfully than any of us could. I won't repeat his quote. But the point is, Boston and the Red Sox were one this season. And we knew last year, even as we mourned the lost and cared for the wounded and resolved to carry on, that the moment would come when the Sox would be champions again and the crowds would gather for a parade down Boylston once more. And that's exactly what happened. That's how this team helped Boston to heal. And true to that spirit, in just a few weeks, something else we resolved last year will come to pass. On the third Monday in April, the world will return to Boston and run harder than ever and cheer louder than ever for the 118th Boston Marathon. That will happen. Bottom line is, I'm proud of these guys. As a baseball fan, I appreciate their comeback season. But more importantly, as president, I'm grateful for their character and their embrace of the essential role they played in the spirit of that city. You know, sometimes sports seems like it's trivial. It's just an entertainment. And then every once in a while, you're reminded that sports represents something else. And it has the power to bring people together like almost nothing can. And all of you should be very proud of what you accomplished. I know your fans are. And I'm grateful to you as well. So congratulations to the Boston Red Sox and Red Sox Nation. Good luck this season. May the best Sox win.
That's President Obama saluting the Boston Red Sox on the South Lawn of the White House just a few hours ago.
After he spoke, the president posed for pictures with the team, including for a selfie snapped by Sox slugger David Ortiz. Within an hour, that picture was retweeted more than 18,000 times. You can see it at RadioBoston.org.
And coming up, Boston-based education writer Alfie Cohn attacks what he calls the myth of the spoiled child. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.